You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you number 86 of the show. So, got enough of a show for you guys this week. The usual theme and some news. A little bit more news than last week, for sure. A quick service review. Some entertainment stuff, a film review, and we'll round it out with the Star Wars profile. So to start it off with the theme, pretty straightforward. It's an accounting and finance related term called variance. Basically, it's what it sounds like. It's a measurement of the spread between the values in a set of data. You're basically using it to compare to a mean value. So what kind of result are you expecting? And then where are your results actually lying? And you use that result and that variance basically to measure the volatility or risk of whatever you're looking at. And then you can use multiple measurements to compare the data against each other. So in the event that you are comparing different assets or properties or whatever volatility or variance you're looking at, you can compare or make a scale and a list and ranking of all the different variances that you get, so you know what is more and less risky than anything else. So with that being said, I will jump into this week's tech news. So to start it off, Capcom released the original 1942 game for Android. I think it's on sale for like a dollar for a little bit of time, but I did see it at all. I haven't had a chance to pick it up yet, but if you want that game on your mobile device, you can definitely check it out. This week, Pandora announced Pandora Premium. It's a radio-like service where you can stream, search, and play any track that you want, as well as create a custom playlist. It does cost $9.99 a month, so if that interests you, then definitely worth checking out. And if Pandora has enough tracks that it makes it worth your while, then definitely it's worth checking out. Google released an app this week for iOS called Uptime. It allows users to watch and comment on YouTube videos at the same time. So if you're watching a video with your friends and you want to comment on it with each other, then Uptime will help you do that. Gmail for Android got an update this week to now allow you to send and request money via email. So basically, all you have to do is start a new email. There's a little dollar sign at the bottom of your of that email, and you can either send money to someone or request it and easily have that set up. So you don't even need, as long as you have a bank account tied to your Google account, then, and the other person does too, as far as I understand, then you can use that feature. Marmalade Game Studio released the classic game Clue for Android this week. It's for $3.99, and if you want to play that on your mobile device and need a board game to pass the time, then definitely check it out. The Google Home app for Android this week, or for Android and iOS, got updated with a new Listen tab to help you more easily and to more easily find and play music on your Google Home devices. In more Google news, they released an app called Family Link, which allows you to easily or more easily block apps, view and manage screen time, and set device bedtime. This is particularly useful if you have kids and you want to manage when they can use their device and how long they can use their device. So, sounds like it's something that's worth checking out. And finally, OnePlus released Oxygen OS version 4.1.0 with Android 7.1.1 for the OnePlus 3 and OnePlus 3T. As far as I understand, this is the final version of it, so if you're on the beta channel, you'll need to switch back to the official channel. If you're on the official channel, it's a progressive rollout, so you should see it rolling out soon. Of course, you can sort of get around that by using a VPN, like Opera VPN and VPNing to like Canada or Germany to get that download sooner. I am on the beta, so I'm planning on rolling back to the last stable build and then upgrading that way. The only caveat, if you're on that channel like me, is that you'll probably have to do a data wipe. So it is a good chance to just do it for a device reset and start from scratch and use a new version of Android that way as well. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's service review. And for this week, I wanted to talk about a service by Google called the My Android Taste Test. So this is a test that you can take on your mobile browser or desktop browser. Basically, what you do when you visit the website, which is android.com/myandroid, is you'll take a test of your preferences. So whether you like a monochrome or colorful layout, 3D or flat, realistic or pixelated, things like that. You get a variety of different options that you pick between. Like, basically, is do you like A or do you like B? Once you get done with that, what the website will do is they will offer you a series of launchers, apps, and widgets, and a number of other things to help you customize your Android home screen. The purpose here is that, you know, for whether you're a new Android user or an existing one, and you want to tailor your home your Android experience to what you want, to basically tailor your Android experience to yourself, the website will give you those options to help you find those related services pretty quickly. So it starts with the launcher itself. So for me, I recommended Smart Launcher or Smart Home 3. Then you get icon pack recommendations. Then you get things like, if you want widgets, you get the Google News and Weather widget if you're more of a news weather person or a weather person, and then things like that. So basically different recommendations for how you can customize your home screen to yourself based on your needs or your preferences. And then on top of that, if you want to, let's say, redo it based on your, it's been a year or whatever, half an hour, whatever you want, and you want to upgrade your home screen preferences to what your new taste might be, you can retake the test and give it another shot, see what it comes up with, and get additional recommendations that way. So that's pretty much it. I'll have the reviews up on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/patelN01, so you can check it out, kind of see me walk through that test and see my results, and you can obviously take that test as well and see what results you get. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into the entertainment segment. So to start it off with some news, Preacher Season 2 is going to start airing June 19th, so look out for that for those of you who are Preacher fans. Marvel's going to be releasing a new comic series about Darth Vader after the events of Revenge of the Sith, so you can we can learn more about those events from his point of view. The Wonder Woman official origin trailer was released, so definitely worth checking out. Look that up on YouTube. We get a little bit more insight into her training and why she was trained the way she was. CBS has announced a new spin-off series from The Big Bang Theory called Young Sheldon, so we get to learn a little bit more about his early years. From my understanding, or the article I read, is that it's going to be when he was living back home in Texas with his parents. Disney released a new promo video. It's only like 30 seconds long, but we learned that Star Wars Land at the Disneyland theme parks are going to have AT-ATs. You can see two of them under construction at the park, so can't wait to see those when they're completed. And finally, Sci-Fi has renewed The Expanse for Season 3, so for those of you who are fans of The Expanse, that's something to look forward to. I think they're scheduling the current release in 2018. As far as what I watched, the usual stuff, so MacGyver Season 1, Episode 18, Flashlight, Star Wars Rebels Season 3, Episode 18, Double Agent Droid. I actually can't wait for the next episode this weekend, so Episode 19, Twin Suns. As far as I can tell, and I'm seriously hoping we get to see that battle that we've read about, I've read about online, like on Wikipedia, but the battle between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Maul, or just Maul, I guess, since he's no longer a Sith Lord, but that's going to be on, it's for Episode 19, titled Twin Suns. And then, of course, Black Sails, Season 4, Episode 7, Chapter 35, and The Walking Dead, Season 7, Episode 13, Bury Me Here, and The Expanse, Season 2, Episode 8, Pyre, so all pretty good episodes, and we're right in the middle of all those, so it's pretty good stuff there. So with that, I'll jump into this week's film review. So I actually had a chance to watch Logan last weekend, and I was definitely impressed. It's well worth the hype, so I do recommend watching it. And I don't generally buy a lot of movies, but it might be one of those that I do buy, so we'll see when it comes out, or what the bonus content is, all of that. So the movie itself released in the United States on March 3rd, 2017. It has a runtime of 137 minutes. The tagline is, "His time has come." A summary of the movie is that in the near future, a weary Logan cares for an alien Professor X somewhere on the Mexican border. However, Logan's attempts to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives pursued by dark forces. So as the last I checked, it was getting an IMDb rating of 86%, with a 92% Rotten Tomatoes score by the critics and 94% Rotten Tomatoes score by the audience. So very, very well favored. And it's definitely a bit weird when you hear, or it's a good movie, but it's definitely a bit weird when you see here Professor X cursing. You would expect it from Wolverine. It's part of his character. It's definitely a little bit weird since we have not really heard him cuss, I guess, over all these years. But it was pulled off well. It was put in with jokes and stuff like that. So it was definitely laughable moments. It was not cheesy. It wasn't over the top. It wasn't like to that point where it definitely did not seem out of place. Even though they did curse, it didn't seem like they were forcing it or doing it on purpose. Basically, though, the movie turned out to be Grumpy Old Man and a Baby, which technically X-23, or basically the new Wolverine, is not a baby, but she is a child and needs proper parenting, and we get to see that build up over the course of the movie, where she's not really trusting of Logan, but she is sizing him up and eventually trusts him and realizes that he is her father, and they're the same in every way, and that he's going through that same process to accept her, and because it's all of a sudden that he's processing it in his own way. This movie basically turned out to me in Weapon X and Next Generation, because while we do have the mutants who are bred in the lab to be mutants or to have mutant powers, is basically in the Next Generation they do escape. So granted, we're not going to see another, I'm guessing we're not going to see another X-Men First Class, but it's basically another generation of mutants, so hopefully, or maybe we'll see them, this resolve in another movie, or they'll meet up with the regular X-Men franchise in some way. Logan, she speaks only with those that she trusts, so I touched on this a little bit, but early in the movie, X-23... or I think her name is actually Laura, was really only telepathically speaking with Professor X, whom she develops an early bond for, because he kind of jokes, he's talking to her, he's helping her understand her powers and who she is, who he is, who they are, telling her all about Logan and all of that. So we kind of see all of that development take place, and then finally she does speak. She does speak Spanish. So she initially only speaks in that way with broken English, but her English is a lot better than she lets on early on. So eventually she does trust him and does let on. So I actually like that progression quite a bit. Old Man Professor X is basically a caring version of Old Man Logan. So we do have Logan being grumpier than he usually is. He is taking care of Professor X, and I do get that sense that while he may not necessarily want to do it, he does do it because it's his responsibility. He is there, and he does respect Professor X for who he is and what he's done and all of that stuff over the years. So and then we have his, Logan's characteristics offset with Professor X and his countering to, and basically in the same way, he's not grumpy in the traditional sense, but he is old. He does realize his condition more than he lets on, and he is caring, and he still does have that professor side of him. And lastly, Eden is Professor X's school version 2, so while it's not a proper school, we do have students, they're still learning their powers, they are taking care of each other, they are there to back each other up and work as a team. So it's kind of the X-Men, back to that whole X-Men, just the Next Generation whole state of mind. So I kind of want to see where they go and see how they work themselves into later movies in the franchise. I didn't really look too much beyond the Weapon X program and X-23, and basically she's a clone of Logan, so it worked out nicely. I like the movie. I do definitely recommend watching it. If not in the theaters, definitely worth renting it. So definitely check it out. And if you are into the Marvel, into Wolverine as a character and the franchise, this is definitely worth watching. And there is a, or I will give it the warning of, There is cursing. There is a lot of gratuitous violence and blood and all that. But because of the R rating and because they didn't have to hold back, it definitely works out and is it definitely helps the movie become that much better. So that's all there is for that. So with this week's Star Wars profile, with the whole Wolverine regeneration ability and healing and all that, the first thing that came to mind as far as the same thing in the Star Wars universe is we do have a, I want to say medicine or form of healing called Bacta. So it's not, so while the Jedi healing power or the Sith, I forget what, now I'm drawing a blank on the Sith power, but drain energy, I think it's called, if, or something along those lines. But that was one way, but I figured I'd go with a Bacta for healing this time around. It's basically a fluid that helps a body regrow tissue and recover from wounds a lot more quickly. It's very thick and gelatinous in nature, but it does allow for normal body functions. So when you are in the Bacta tank, as we saw in Empire Strikes Back with Luke, that you do need a breathing apparatus or basically a snorkel to resume or continue breathing while you're in the Bacta tank so you can heal and still live. It does provide a sense of serenity when you're in that tank, so it's kind of like being in the womb from when I was reading up on it. So it does provide a little bit of a worse feeling when you do leave the Bacta, so you do need to be reoriented and rest a little. So that's why the droid tell Luke to take it easy for a while, if memory serves on that point as well. But basically, Bacta does have a very high healing ability. So that's and after seeing Rogue One with Vader in the Bacta tank, that kind of explains why in Return of the Jedi we see a lot of his scars have healed over, because I guess he was in the Bacta tank and healing and all that. So he was actually, his skin was actually being healed, so he does look a lot more healed. But because he was in his suit, and due to the lack of direct sunlight, he was a lot paler than usual. So that's actually all there is for that. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, you can find subscription links, links to social media and all that, and all the past episodes on the website at PatelN01.com. And of course, if you like the show and want to find more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.net. And of course, if you want to catch the video reviews and all past reviews, you can visit and subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/PatelN01. But that's all there is for this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.